You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Out to right center field. Yastrzemski's not going to get it, and it is gone! It went over the small fence, a solo home run for Harper. It got out of here in a hurry, and we're tied up at five. And Andrew lights one into left field, a base hit. Harper around third, heading for home. The throw by Dickerson is not in time! Harper with his fingertips on the plate. And the Phillies win it in the bottom of the ninth inning. They win it 6-5.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
That's a tough look. NFL memes tweets out to celebrate Earth Day. The Chicago Bears are doing their part by recycling garbage quarterbacks with a picture of Glennon, Trubisky, Foles, and Dalton. Good stuff, fellas. Welcome back to BetQL Daily at BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvath, and Ross Tucker here. Major League Baseball on this Thursday, and we only have 8 games. It's a bit of a light card here. 8 games. We've gotten this a couple of times this week, and Ryan, the big story in Major League Baseball in our world is these underdogs, and it happened again yesterday. They go 8-5 straight up. So now on the season, underdogs have a winning record against favorites. It's wild.
It's wild, and it's a beautiful thing, and especially when we give them out. We had a good day yesterday. What else? What did we have? Texas yesterday, plus 160. I got that one. The Cubs.
Atlanta.
Watching the Mets last night, that was like watching a Little League game. I don't know if you guys caught any of it. I think they had 4 errors before the 6th inning, just tossing the ball all around. It was an absolute disaster. Now I feel like I have to go back to the Cubs tonight, which, again, maybe that's an overreaction to what did they end up scoring, 16 runs last night. But the Mets were brutal last night. So, yeah, these dogs continue to cash. And I like one right away to start the day, too.
It's we'll get that in a second. It's funny that this year in the short season so far, as soon as the majority of at least media comes out and says, okay, I'm in on this team. It was the Astros a couple weeks ago. Then they go on this big losing streak. I think they've lost 9 of 10 now. Great to see. And then the other day it was, oh, the Mets are real. Just wait till they're 100% healthy. Now they're losing to one of the worst offenses in all of baseball in back-to-back games. Cubs going for a sweep today against the Mets. Is that where you want to start, Ryan?
No, actually, let's start at 11:35 a.m., 12:30, whatever time this game is actually going to be first pitch. We got the Arizona Diamondbacks on the road taking on the Cincinnati Reds. And I'm actually looking at the Diamondbacks, Joe, a little bit of line movement here. I think it opened at 150. Now Cincinnati -143 on the money line there. But Taylor Widener getting a start for Arizona, and he's been really good this year. 6 shutout innings against the Nationals this weekend. They lost that game 1-0, I believe. But he's been pretty damn good this year. And then I'm looking at Jeff Hoffman, who is getting the start today. And he's been all right this year. He's been pretty good, but I'm looking at him career against Arizona, 1-4 with a 9.29 career ERA against the Diamondbacks. Again, obviously a new team this year, but still, I think that that's pretty good value right there. Plus 125 right now over at points bet would be the Diamondbacks, who have been playing pretty good baseball right now, and they're pretty hot right now. So I kind of want to back Taylor Widener in that spot as a dog today. What are your thoughts?
I don't hate it. I would lean that day. Widener, it's now plus 133 over a points bet, and he's been impressive in his 3 starts against some pretty good offenses, San Diego, Cincinnati, and Washington. And something else to watch out for the Reds bullpen, Amir Garrett has pitched last 2 days, so he might not be available today.
Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, and, looking at just it,
some of these splits. Like the Reds, for example, 2-5 in their last 7 games against a righty as well. Yeah, I don't hate that one. And then the other one that I brought up, I don't know. What do you think about going back to the Cubs tonight? Like, I don't want to.
I'm not interested in that game, well, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, the Mets, again, like, I don't want to overreact. Like you said, like last week, the Mets, oh, this is their year. They're actually going to get some run production for guys like DeGrom. The Cubs also lucked out not having to see DeGrom in the series as well. Them pushing that start back, obviously beneficial. But yeah, short card today. I do kind of like Arizona as a daytime dog. Just want to continue to go back to underdogs, man, because they are cashing right now.
So are you going to bet the Mets?
The Mets, I'm going to hold off on that one. The Diamondbacks I'm in on. I'll play the Diamondbacks to start the day.
I meant the Cubs on that one.
The Cubs I'm going to hold off for right now. But, man, it's tempting. It is tempting. The only thing that scares me a little bit is Trevor Williams on the mound. Like, what are you going to get from him? Like, last night, the reason I ended up playing the Cubs really didn't factor into it was Zach Davies. I said he can't be this awful all season long. Like, he got off to a really rocky start. His first start was okay. The two after that were an absolute disaster. He didn't really factor into it last night because the Mets were just an absolute disaster and throwing the baseball around and committing errors all over the place.
Right.
So I'm going to hold off on that one. We'll see. Maybe by the end of the show, I'll make it a lightning bet. Right now, for me, just Arizona as far as underdogs today that I'm looking at.
All right. Williams has not been bad. Gave up one run to Atlanta, one of the best offenses in the game, a 3.16 FIP. And on the other side of the Mets, I believe it's pronounced Lucchesi. He's looks like a reliever. He's only pitching 2-3 innings per outing. So you're going to get into that Mets bullpen early. Maybe the Cubs can pull off the sweep there. Might go back to the well with Cleveland against the Yankees. It's a pick of -105 on both sides over at PointsBet. Aaron Civale going against Domingo Herman. Herman, rough start to the season through a couple of games. ERA is 9. FIP is the same. And Civale has been impressive with a 2.18 ERA. FIP is a little higher there. But I'm not scared to go against the Yankees. They can't score right now.
No. And I'm a little nervous. I don't think the Yankees – I don't know that the Yankees are going to turn this around. I mean, they're a bad baseball team right now. That's a bad product that they're putting out. I want to get your thoughts. Okay, so we're talking about all underdogs. But there's a favorite that I like tonight. I don't know that I want to lay this, but the Dodgers, last I saw, -184, opened at -175 with Walker Buehler on the mound. Now they're going against the Padres, who just got swept by the Brewers. Neither team was fully healthy in that series, although Tatis did play yesterday. And you got to look at it like this. San Diego had to face Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns, and even Adrian Hauser yesterday has been pretty damn good if you look at the ERA. Also, though, you look at it like, I mean, look who the Brewers swept the Padres with. Billy McKinney. You know, I mean, they didn't even have to see San Diego, Christian Yelich, or Lorenzo Cain in that series. But I'm just looking at the Dodgers at home today with Walker Buehler on the mound. And they're 6-0 at home this season, 14-0 in their last 14 at home, dating back to last season in the postseason. So they don't lose in Los Angeles. And you get Walker Buehler on the mound. I look at him career against the Padres, 6 career starts. Also excellent at Dodger Stadium. 31 lifetime regular season starts at home. 12-4 with a 2.39 ERA, 0.87 whip. I kind of want to back Buehler as a favorite. Your thoughts on that? I mean, the Padres obviously took one game in that series, the Sunday game.
Yeah.
A sweep to the Brewers. Maybe it's a get right. I don't expect them to get right against the Dodgers. And I love back in LA at home. And I think I'll continue to do it until they lose a home game this year.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue about taking the Dodgers in any game against any team this season, especially when the price isn't $2. But
well, that's what I wanted to ask.
I'm not sure that I agree. First off, it's just great betting this game or not. It's just great that we're going to get this series again, and we get it for 4 games through Sunday. The intensity, the October intensity that we saw a week ago, I don't know that that will be matched, if you could possibly do that, but it's going to be a lot of fun. The Padres are going to be motivated as all hell in this matchup. The rookie lefty Ryan Weathers is off to a nice start this season, man, for San Diego. It's a second start, but 5th game overall. He threw 3 2/3 scoreless baseball against the Dodgers in that extra inning game last week. So he did well. And the other thing that I'm looking at is the Dodgers, they're not great against lefties. They have not been great. They've been below average offense so far this season, if you look at all the metrics. So it could be a spot to take San Diego, first five plus 160.
And okay, so if I did like the Dodgers in this spot, like how would you play this if you like, again, Walker Buehler on the mound, but you don't want to lay minus 185, which would be understandable. I don't really hate it because, like you said, I'm not paying $2 with the Dodgers and I'm getting them at home where they haven't lost the game with their best pitcher on the mound. Would it be probably better to play maybe Buehler to pick up the win? Because, again, that's an option that I didn't even know that I had up until a couple months back when you and Ranji actually started talking about it. Then I started thinking about it a little bit more. Is this a spot where you would prefer that rather than to –
how Roberts handles the bullpen, I don't know. That's tough. That's tough to predict. You never know what that guy's going to do.
I know. Okay.
It could happen. If you think they're going to dominate the whole game, you might as well, because then he's going to get the win.
Here's my question about the Mets. Do you guys realize the Mets are coming off of 7 cancellations in 16 days and that they'll probably get in a rhythm because of that? Maybe. I'm just reading this word for word from Dylan Burns. So Dylan's 25. Let me ask you guys.
He's always makes excuses for his team.
For his teams, for the Dolphins, the Mets, and the Knicks. Here's my question. At what age do you think Dylan will get a little bit of a reality check and not be so singularly focused and diehard into his teams?
He's from New York, Ross. Never. He's
probably
a
not.
Man.
He's from North Jersey. I don't know why. I don't know why people from North Jersey, first of all, choose to be Mets fans. That's a weird one. Like, if you think about it, he could have picked Mets or Yankees. He picked Yankees. He chose poorly. Could have picked Knicks or Nets. I guess we could have that debate, but it feels like Nets would be the better way to go there.
That might be the weakest excuse I've ever heard. Just played 5 games in a row, 5 games in 5 days. They had a doubleheader on Saturday. They were off on Monday, Cubs Tuesday and Wednesday. What? They just played 5 games. What are you talking about bringing up cancellations? That's so soft.
It is funny too, right? Because fans go one of two ways. They're either like the Dylan Burns type of fan, where it's like they read the stuff that just makes it seem like their team's okay and like is good and it's okay. And here there's the excuse fan base. Then there's the other part of the fan base. It's just like, these guys stink. They're terrible. They've lost to the Cubs. They look like crap. There's not a lot of middle ground. I mean, you guys both do local talk radio. There's either the eternal optimists positive or the pessimist negative. There's not a lot of fans that call in that are like balanced.
No, because they're fanatics. They're insane. If you're that motivated that you like, I've got to get my
now
take
he says
on the
in
air.
Colorado and Chicago
more excuses.
With an average temperature of 10 degrees. More my excuses. Question, Dylan, would be, was it the same temperature for the team they were playing? I can't remember. Or was it warmer on their side of the field?
Just stop with the excuses after you give up 16 runs to the Cubs last night. 16 runs, like, geez.
And by the way, with those cancellations, shouldn't it make like their pitching staff and their bullpen like fresher and not giving up 16 runs? Like, I don't understand that logic either.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, the Mets, they are the worst in Major League Baseball on the run line. They are 3-10 on that run line. So what else was I interested in? How about Miami, Horvat? Anything there? They're an underdog to San Francisco. I don't know that the Giants should be minus 145 with Aaron Sanchez on the bump against anyone. He's off to a nice start. Got Dan Castano, lefty. I don't know if you really want to back him much. Just jumped out to me that San Francisco's a heavy favorite without – I wouldn't call him a stud on the mound.
Yeah. No, I was looking at it, and I was tempted with Miami, who I continue to go back to. But I think I'm going to stay off that one today. Nothing that I really love in that one.
Here's one more I want to mention. Angels, Astros – Cobb against Christian Javier, both starters off to great starts. Should we be looking at the under in this pretty big series for these two teams in the AL West? Cobb's off to a great start, 35% strikeout rate, a 206 FIP, even though it's an inflated ERA. Javier, great start as well. He's got a 31% strikeout rate.
Yeah, I was looking at the under in that one, and then potentially the Astros, who, again, man, they're 7-10 right now, three games below 500, and they have not looked great. But you look at both offenses now, obviously, like, taking an under against the Angels is always scary just because of that lineup. But I do like the under. If I was going to play anything, that's probably where I would lean in that one.
Your favorite one's Arizona?
You know what? Yeah, I think it's the Diamondbacks, man. I think it's Arizona again today.
It's coming up with the early start. There were not a lot of strikeout props listed. It's unfortunate.
No, I couldn't get any of the numbers I was looking for this morning. Absolutely none on the board already or yet.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a couple afternoon games, so maybe those will start to pop soon. I did see Widener and Hoffman, but not much else out there. This is BetQL Daily, Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvath, and Ross Tucker. We're going to continue the baseball conversation with the Action Network's Sean Zerillo next. Keep it locked on the BetQL Audio Network.